Hello, and welcome to the MIDI Music Adventure Show. I am Andrew, and I don't have a bed because I'm slow. So, yay.
Happiness.
That previous song was all happy and bouncy, and I played it yesterday.
Yeah.
That was funny. Oh no, it faded away, it went away.
Ah!
Ah!
Ah! It's a dragon climbing a mountain!
Oh dear. Somebody help us.
Oh, he burned the Sierra logo away.
Uh-oh.
This is the real MT32, by the way, which I plugged in during this.
Yeah, it actually doesn't sound a whole lot different to the emulator.
Yeah. Hero's Quest.
Embark on a quest of glory.
So you want to be a hero. I just like the opening music. I never played this game. Maybe someday. Ugh. Oh, I need to do messengers. I don't know if this is the right one, but let's try it. Does not look correct. Maybe this is the right one. Ugh. Okay, this like isn't working. Or maybe it is working. So this is the EGA version of Quest for Glory 1 or Hero's Quest, whatever you would like to call it. And then before we started, we were listening to compare the VGA and the EGA version. The EGA version, of course, only has MT32 support, and so all the sound effects and everything is done by the MT32, which is fun. Whereas the VGA version obviously looks much better, and it only does the music via MIDI, and it has, actual digital sound effects. So,
yeah, well, I think the MT32 sounds are really clever. Like,
I know,
noises.
They're so cool.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, the MT32 could sound extremely 8-bit if you wanted it to. It could make some really, like, gamey noises, you know?
Yeah. Okay, I got points to spend. Well, I don't want to spend my points. So, let's close that. Well, that was magical. And let's reload DOSBox. And we'll switch the MIDI plug from the laptop into the SE8820.
As a point of interest, it may interest you that there's been no official release of DOSBox for over a year now, if not longer.
That.
Yeah.
Still, it's pretty stable as it is.
Yeah. Okay. Now, I think.
So, just a random things while Andrew's setting things up there. I hear GOG is actually going to be releasing an official, quote unquote, official version of Carmageddon I want it.
Oh yeah. Yeah, they got that. That's been, I think I forget if I already have that pre-purchased or not.
Yeah, I saw the other day that you could pre-purchase it. I haven't done so. Ah! I just figured go ahead and buy it when it comes out.
Ah.
Yeah, I saw the other day that you
greetings. Hey Brian, you might want to turn off your, there you go.
Hi Andrew, how are you?
Good.
Whoa, you're clipping. Hi, and you're loud. Clippy, turn yourself down.
Is this better?
It's okay. That doesn't bother
so
me.
So how come you went on last week?
Why wasn't I on last week? I don't remember.
You were going somewhere, weren't you, for your sister's, was it your sister, something, family things? You had something on. I forget what it was now. You did have something on.
Oh, yeah, I was having a party. It must have been a good party, because I don't remember it.
And what kind of games are you going to be playing on your show today?
I don't know. We haven't decided yet, really. So we'll find out. Right now, we are about to start to listen to the difference between the EGA version of Quest for Glory and the VGA version of Quest for Glory.
Oh.
So. That should be starting in a second.
Have you played any Sierra games, Mr. Brian? Oh boy.
I don't know, maybe... Does he not hear you? Did you hear Arfie?
I don't think he hears us again. Oh, there we go. Oh, good. He routed it correctly.
Did he? Why? He said he did? Yes. Because I couldn't make out what he said.
He said yes.
Oh, okay. So, let's start the introduction sequence of the VGA version.
Good evening, / morning.
Good evening. Is it just you again? Oh no, you're still showing up as the early morning, not quite breakfast show, Arfie.
Oh.
On MCN.
Andrew's got the messengers.
Oh.
Yes. So yeah, what's going on, Brian?
I'm playing Final Fantasy V right now on my SNES ROM.
Cool.
SNES ROM? So what are we playing today?
I don't know.
Final Fantasy V?
I don't have that.
You didn't have a show last week though, did you?
Nope.
Okay, that's alright, because I didn't make it last week.
That was cool. I liked how your note lined up with the sound there.
Oh, yeah. What are you playing?
Right this now, is, we're just listening. We're listening to the differences between Quest for Glory 1 VGA and EGA versions.
Okay.
What?
Yeah, I sort of tried to make an effort to actually try to get here on time. Chores and stuff notwithstanding.
I think on the ego, Brian, and we'll play this and keep listening. I think you'll enjoy it.
Yes.
Hopefully we all.
Yes, and I'll talk to you again soon then, Andrew.
All right, take care.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Guys.
Bye. Okay.
Yay, that happy Bria disconnect noise.
Yeah.
Or he crackled a lot. Crackly Brian.
Let's see.
I think he's been using Skype to call everybody lately, and when he calls here, it's been doing that.
That's weird.
I do mean through the regular telephone network, like no VoIP involved.
Did I ever show Poker Night at the inventory?
Probably not, because I would have. Well, I don't know if I would.
I think you may have once, but I think that was funny anyway. You should show it. If we have already, it was funny.
I don't think we have, but then I only listen to what archives are up there, so.
Well, they're all up there.
Yes, and I say that I don't think you have then.
Let's see. This is pretty funny. This is a game Telltale made where they got a bunch of different characters and you play poker.
Okay.
And they talk funny. A lot, and it's really funny.
Right. Okay.
Texas Hold'em Poker. Yay.
Yeah.
It's inventiveness like that that you don't often see very often in games.
Yeah.
Where you have something that's totally unrelated to the actual game, and it's a game inside of a game. And I'm pointing this out for Sean's benefit.
Yes.
Talking about games and music in general, I've been bored and been fiddling around on YouTube last night. And I don't know how they do it, but someone's they're converting floppy disk drives into synthesizers now. So I listened last night to Pirates of the Caribbean done on a floppy disk drive, and it was weird.
Wow.
We're going down in the elevator. Exiting the elevator. Somebody's coming out of a secret door and walking over
hello
here.
Hello there. Another enthusiast, I presume. How good it is to see a fresh face here at the inventory. I imagine you're here for the card game with the fellows downstairs. Let me lead you down there.
So we're following him. It looks like Van Winslow from,
It sounds like him too.
That's well, it is. Like him.
I'm a bit more familiar with the benefactions of the club. The club was founded in 1919 in response to an early draft of the 18th Amendment. Through back channels, it was learned that this vile piece of legislation would not only outlaw libations, but games and amusements that could also threaten the world-renowned determination and productivity of the American workforce. Ah, can you imagine? Games outlawed! Nevertheless, this club has been here in secret ever since, just in case those in charge get another bee in their bonnet. Mm. So, welcome, and enjoy yourself. Ah, your table. Hey, gentlemen. I hope there is room at the table for a fifth.
Ha! Fresh meat!
Tonight's stakes will be $10,000.
Oh, just because you're the manager, you get to make the rules?
Manager? No, I am not under the employ of the inventory. I just see to it that everybody has a good time. That will be $10,000. I hope each of you brought your billfolds.
Here you go.
Chump change,
there's,
I say.
Chump
change.
State price
the guy has been cast.
The game will be No Limit Texas Hold'em. I will periodically raise the blinds. May the best player win.
So, we've got Max, Strong Bad, The Heavy from Team Fortress, and Tycho from Penny Arcade.
Wait.
God.
I will fold.
I fold.
Let's see, I got a six of diamonds and a king of diamonds. I guess
six
I'll
and
call.
A king.
First, I think.
Yeah, well, the flop hasn't come out yet, has it?
Music is a little too loud. That's better. Let's call. Let's see, the first three cards. Four of diamonds, queen of spades, jack of hearts. My goodness.
Oh, that's not a good hand.
Let's Ooh. Check.
Oh, I bet.
Crap.
I must admit, I'd have to have a set of playing cards in front of me to actually tell what's a good hand and what isn't. I don't do that well just with audio.
Well, I play with a brother running for several weeks on the Kitchen Sink one, poker.
But you should know that I've been using my latent psychic abilities to see everyone's cards this entire time, and I agree with your decision.
To fold.
Next wins the hand.
Ooh, a present.
Deal next hand.
Good grief, this is crazy.
I'm calling. Where are you, Spy? I know you sabotage cards. I never get good hands.
I call.
Let's see.
That guy sounded like Killer Croc.
Yeah, he does, actually.
Let's see. We got a 10 and a 3 of different suits. I guess we'll just call to stay
oh,
in.
Oh, I raise.
Oh, my God.
Yikes.
I'll call.
Call.
You know exactly what to do here if you used Strong Bad's Ultra System for perfect pokering. Illegal in 42 states.
See? I fold.
What's the bet he was bluffing?
I'm gonna check.
Max just face palm.
I'll check as well, gentlemen.
Let's see.
Alrighty, I check.
I'm betting.
Ooh.
I'm folding these.
Oh, shucks. Fold.
Oh.
Strong Bad wins the hand. Nothing like making a buck the easy way.
He just picked up his chips with a shovel.
He just bluffed us all out, didn't he?
Russian spies.
I hate spies.
But you gotta have the inside line on some deadly minxes named Natalia or Khrushchevia, right?
You want hot spy?
Am I not wrestle man? Do I not wrestle bleed?
I have friend who gets you a hot spy.
Get him on the two-way, man!
His name is Pyro.
Just real quick, the spy is hot in this case because it is on fire.
Oh, not as good.
Yes.
See, that's what they do. That's this game.
Strong and Bad. How is boxing career?
These are my hands.
I was boxer once in school. We have to either box or learn to herd goats. I am not good with goats.
Too much information, man. You're too much information, man.
At first, I do not like punching other boys. But then I learned to love it.
They need Guybrush in here, that'd be funny.
I know, right?
And LeChuck. And the voodoo lady.
Okay. No.
No, she'd cheat. She'd use a tarot card.
Yeah. Guybrush has been known to do that as well, don't forget.
Oh, yeah.
He cheats. He gets five of a kind. Even you guys can't beat five of a kind. Let's see.
Yeah.
A five and a seven. Different suits. Let's call.
Let's see. I'll call.
This is just too funny. It's like you play this just to hear all the weird, funny things right. They say.
I don't think so.
Uh-oh.
So the heavy and Tycho
Man,
are out.
I hate to play against me.
Let's call.
I don't think so.
Jack of...
Okay, club. I check. Nope.
Jack of clubs, ace of clubs, jack of hearts. Let's go all in. We're totally gonna bluff him.
Ooh, I mean, cool, whatever. Nope.
Ha ha!
He folded.
The player wins the hand.
Ha ha! We finally won a hand.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes, exactly.
This is like when you draw like 9 mana in a f***ing row. Anybody?
God.
Ugh, a 7 and 5.
You know these cards actually smell like detritus?
I'll call.
Oh, God.
Detritus. Hello, manatee.
I'm yes. Back. V-Rays.
Oh. So.
Time to show your honor. Can you beat me?
So, Max and Tycho are folded. Strong Bad and the Heavy are still in. And there's a 2 of clubs, Queen of Spades, Ace of Diamonds. And I have a 7 of diamonds and a 5 of clubs. Oh my God.
Nah. Not very good hands.
Let's fold.
I just got him.
Oh.
Oh, look, a 7 of clubs.
Check it out.
These chips want blood. Who will give it to them?
He bet.
Oh, that's terrible.
Raise.
These are fold.
Oh, strong man raised them to fold.
Thanks, guys.
Well, we at least had a pair, but probably...
This is just so funny. What else? Would you like to keep listening to this? Or should we do something else?
I don't care.
I think this is pretty funny.
I'm enjoying it.
I'm just mucking around. It's good having my USB hit in. I can do other stuff on the net, so I don't mind.
These are a good one.
Uh-oh.
I'm noticing this.
You
is
guys
better.
Should know that I don't mind playing for such low stakes.
Cool.
I know you must all be so strapped for cash during these tough economic times.
I had a sizable checking account in 1992, but they closed it when Sam and I used it while learning to launder money. For research!
Nice!
Oh my God.
Research!
Oh, let's see.
That would be the kind of research that would have been useful to our friends in office space.
Yeah, exactly. I got a 5 of spades and a king of clubs. Let's see. There's a 9 of spades, a 5 of hearts, and a 7 of clubs. I guess I'll call $600.
I'll fold.
Oh. That's just me and the heavy.
I check this.
Oh, boy.
He checks this. I bet $600 more right. dollars.
I raise.
Oh. He might be serious.
Oh boy.
I call. Ah! 3, 4, 5. Bet. If only there was a 6. I don't know.
Damn.
I have a pair of 5s. I'm gonna call him anyway, though.
The player has a pair of 5s. The heavy has a pair of 9s.
Shite!
Lucky Flint Paper's not here. He's a stickler.
He won.
The heavy wins
Ace
the hand.
High.
Did you think I was out of ammunition? Even then, I would just crush your tiny head in my hands.
The blinds are now 200, 400.
Call.
And I'm out.
In. I'm calling.
Check. My God.
I bet.
Let's see.
Face down in front of me is the card beast of your worst poker nightmare.
Oh my god.
Just something to consider.
Let's see, I got a 9 of clubs and a 4 of hearts. And on the table is 8 of hearts, 5 of clubs, 3 of hearts. So I have a potential straight either way this goes.
Yeah, I'd call that.
Let's call.
Nope!
This is not a baby move. What are you hiding over there? I fold.
Oh, of course. A king comes down. Oh, I can't use a king, so I'll check. A 2!
I'll bet.
Aha!
Except that doesn't really help me at all.
There's always more money. How often do you get the chance to coldly squash a man's hubris?
So, 2, 3, 4, 5, but that doesn't make anything. I need another card, and that's it, so... Let's go all in. Who cares?
Yowza.
Maybe he's bluffing.
I'll call.
I basically don't have anything.
Haiku has he wins. Pair of tens. The player has king high. Haiku wins the hand.
These cards ain't nothing to f*** with.
The player has been eliminated from play.
Oh. Man, if I were you, I'd be sweating hate. It would froth from my mouth and nose. It'd be like that movie, There Will Be Froth.
He sounds like the... Is he the guy that plays Bug Eye?
It does sound like the same guy, doesn't it?
Doesn't it?
So now we can watch the rest of this game or just start a new game. Your poker name, Max Ides, the Middling Killer.
I say watch because it's funny.
Well, if I just deal a new game, I mean, it doesn't make any difference, really.
No, it doesn't, because... No, let's play another one, why not?
We'll play one more of these, and then...
I have to go at the top of the hour, unfortunately, tonight's so I have to miss the last hour.
$10,000.
I know.
Ah, I got a queen of hearts and a king of clubs.
Ooh, that's not a bad hand.
I am out.
Call.
Raise.
I'll call that.
Oh, I'm calling.
Calling.
Two, 10, and 3.
I check.
All different suits. All right,
I check.
That's basically useless. Let's call.
Yeah, I'm out.
I fold.
Ugh.
I'm good.
Jesus, a 7? Give me a nice card. A
what
6.
The hell?
I check.
Ugh. I'll check as well.
The player has king high. Haiku has check high.
Those are cards I would play.
The player wins.
Wow.
You know you got a couple of lucky cards.
Nice.
You know you're going to get hit by a truck on the way home, right?
It was a fluke that we won.
What's the inverse property of luck have?
What?
Can I tell you about the time Flint caught Artie Flopshark, the poker instructor, taking money from all the tenants in the building next door to our office?
No, but this floppy shark sounds like my type of dude.
Flint saw Artie going door to door telling some stupid story about having to run really far or a bunch of people were going to die. And people were just handing him stacks of cash.
That actually sounds like a charity thing.
Then why, pray tell, throughout his entire vicious pummeling, did Artie insist he needed 10K?
He didn't need 10K. He was running 10 kilometers for charity.
Well, long story short, Flint broke both of his legs and beat him to within an inch of his life. So, he wasn't running anywhere after that.
That's funny. I got an ace of clubs. I mean, an ace of spades and a 9 of clubs.
Maybe. Fold.
Calling.
Is free.
I bet.
I am raising.
I got an 8 and 8 and a 10 came on the
table. Money does have the ability to cloud one's judgment. Fold.
Let's call.
All in!
Whoa!
Horisha!
Yikes!
Giant man is not afraid.
Break his spirit. Shatter his will to live.
All in.
Ooh. Okay, I mean, cool. Whatever.
I will call.
So now Strongman, the Heavy, and myself are all in. And not all the cards are even out yet. A 4. That's not good for me.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Dramatic drum rolls.
Okay.
Wow.
Strongbad has 2 pair. The player has a pair of 8s. The heavy has 2 pair. The heavy wins the hand.
I will never let my chips be captured.
I lose again.
The heavy wins the hand. Strongbad has been eliminated from play.
Later, cheaters.
Oh my god. Wait a minute, I have not been
eliminated.
So
how long have you been with those Team Fortress fellas? That seems like steady work.
I do not understand.
The game's been on Steam for like 3 years. I imagine there was an audition process.
Oh, yes, I understand. I kill many men very quickly.
Excuse me?
I kill record number of soldiers, and I am commissioned to join the Red Team.
I'm actually still in, apparently. I didn't lose all my money.
Oh.
So, I got a 10 and a king of different suits.
If you don't play soon, Max is going to start shoving things, including human limbs, into his mouth indiscriminately.
Hey, I take note of the things I shove blindly into my mouth.
Oh.
Six, ace, seven. All different suits.
I'm betting.
I fold.
I am out.
Tycho wins the hand.
King of hearts, 2 of spades.
I am in and ready to crush baby men.
Well, I'll call.
Check!
He made like a funny face when he did said that.
I would check those cards too. Am I in your head? Checking!
I check.
Let's do it.
Ugh. I check once. Not so much fun.
I'm betting.
I raise.
You folded.
I promise, if you fight me, it will not last long. I kill quick, but not cleanly. I'm sorry.
Okay, I call.
I fold.
Okay, I bet.
Okay. Raise.
I'm betting it all.
Oh my god.
Fold.
Max wins the hand.
Oh, guys, you shouldn't have.
Oh, that's funny.
You know what I love?
What's that?
Destroying wave after wave of the undead.
Word up. How do you roll?
With my trusty sidearm, of course.
I'm more of an auto shotgun guy.
Ooh.
This is good weapon, no?
Sam and I had to limit ourselves to pistols when our cleaning bills started going through the roof.
Tell me about it. It's like ichor. OxyClean ain't cutting it.
This pelt is dry clean only.
Let's see. I got a pair of 2s.
I call.
Wow.
Okay, I check.
Ugh. 7, 4,
bet.
And 10. My goodness.
All right. I raise.
What the hell? I'm gonna bet this pair of twos.
It won't kill you all to in. Call.
Must go all in. So many chips.
Oh. Wow.
I go all in.
Yow.
Come on, pair of twos. Side pot, 21,000.
Damn.
Sam's covering, I mean, Max is covering his face. An eight.
I love the dramatic drum roll.
Yeah. A jack. So yep, far. Yep.
Max has a straight. Oh. The player has a pair of twos. The heavy has a straight.
Saboteur, you somehow managed to cheat in the exact same way I did.
The player has been invited to play.
I hate goodbyes.
Oh my god. That is funny. Your poker name, Artie Flopshark, the deceased.
Oh
my god.
Not Artie McFly, although he might as well be.
Main menu. Hello. What happened?
On that note, I'm heading out, but you guys definitely have fun, and I'll be grabbing the archive of this one.
Have you finished with the... before I go...
Did I ever play Puzzle Agent?
My files? Puzzle Agent.
I don't think you have, Andrew.
No. Oh. Not that I can recall.
Puzzle
and
Agent.
Now, what were you asking, Sean? About something?
Did you finish with my Dropbox files?
I haven't yet. I'll get those to you. I'll put some things in.
Do I have
Yeah, have you finished with the Dropbox files in my Dropbox that I gave you?
I haven't, so I'll grab those and then I'll deal with your stuff. So, yeah. All right, I'm out of here, so I'll catch you guys later.
Have fun.
Yep. Bye.
Goodbye.
I don't know if I have that on here. Let me see. Oh, I have Puzzle Agent 2 on here. Let's go to telltalegames.com and we'll get the first Puzzle Agent.
Well, have you already bought it?
I've had it for quite a while. Yes, it's not exactly
new.
So
you just downloaded it?
Yes.
What is Puzzle Agent anyway?
It is a adventure puzzler from Telltale, the people who made the game we were just playing, and Tales of Monkey Island, and Jurassic Park, and Hector, and the new Sam and Max games, and The Walking Dead, and Back to the Future, and...
Have you played Sam and Max at all?
I played the original one on the show. We beat that.
Yeah.
I've not played any of the new ones. I do have them.
We must play them one day.
Yeah, perhaps.
We'll play this Puzzle Agent first. Yeah, whatever. They're pretty open-ended.
It's downloading. Did I ever play Hector?
No.
Actually, I think... Are you sure? I've never played Hector, Badge of Carnage.
I don't know, because we go through a lot. So there's so many side projects that we... run when you rise, you run the show, and then there's a few movies say we're going to go back to which are main ones, and then they get replaced by other projects. It's like a continuous evolution process. No one knows exactly what's happening.
I don't know. Maybe Hector is installed. Maybe we'll play Hector. It's plus Hector is a little bit less puzzly. So
okay,
the thing with Puzzle Agent is it's a really cool story and all, but it's like all the puzzles are basically not radio friendly, you know. Whereas this. So let's try Hector, Badge of Carnage, Episode 1. We negotiate with terrorists.
Not American.
Yeah.
Well, it's a very British game.
Well, I was just making a reference to foreign policy.
Yes.
Oh yes.
Welcome to the menu screen. Ooh, it's just so spooky. I mean,
it is.
Ooh. All right, that was entertaining. Let's play. New game.
That sounded like somebody wanted to recreate the Doom menu.
Telltale Games and Strandloper present TWAT, Tactical Weapons and what? I couldn't read fast enough.
TWAT. Good grief. What is this? What's the general plot of the story anyway?
A sniper just killed some old lady walking around with groceries. There's a bunch of cops eating ice cream and popcorn. There's the TWAT car. A guy came out and he tried to run back, and they pushed him back out of the car towards his building, gave him a megaphone. There's a spotlight on a window. His head's gone. Never mind.
Oh, good. Another one. Who was it this time? Wittingsworth?
Boggins, sir.
Blast. There's just a pile of dead negotiators.
A pile of them?
Yes.
British terrorists.
If you will, I would suggest Detective Inspector Hector. His people skills are ideal to ensure this situation be settled amicably.
Hector? The obnoxious troublemaking alcoholic?
I consider it a pleasure, sir.
Lambert!
Oh, don't make me go out there, sir. I told Philomena I'd make it home by six tonight. Alive!
We need Hector. Where is he?
Oh, right, sir. He's likely off solving one of the many violent and atrocious murders Clappers Reek is so famous for.
Where is your partner? Find him and bring him down here to deal with this shambles swiftly.
Hector, sir? You sure?
Yes, for God's sake. Get me Desk. Get me Hector.
He's asleep.
Yeah. All right, I guess I'll click on him.
What the hell happened last night? Last I remember was doing the conga. With a nun.
He's got a shirt and a tie and underpants and socks and shoes.
Third line next to me this time.
And nothing else?
Good sign. It sounds like he's had a hangover.
Breezy in here.
Yeah.
Oh, bleed now. Where'd me kicks go?
On the screen it says, confused already? Click over here for game controls. How to play.
That's subtle.
Yeah. Let's see, look at broken bottles.
The remains of last night's party for one.
Look at poster.
Oh, Dame Helen Mirren, you'll always be the only woman for me.
Look at articles.
My favorite articles from the Daily Depress. This mattress has left countless women filled with regret. I offer...
And other things.
This. Let's see if there's something useful under here. Well, that condom's huge. Of course it is. It's mine. It's a special brand, Coach Pokers. The ladies ask for them by name. It's a special brand.
Why won't he? I forget. All right, let me look at this interface again. Ah, right. Okay.
Oh. Ready for me next nap? This mattress has left. I often bring a bit of skirt back here after a night out. It's cheaper than a B&B. That toilet hasn't worked in years. Doesn't stop me from using it. This is where I keep my toothbrush. Brushing with beer gives my teeth that special sparkle. This is where I keep it. There's something in there. I need something to pry it off with. Almost busted a nail. It's a great.
Sometimes I think if you busted a nail, it would probably
usually
be an
alcohol. Sometimes reading. A classic. Police brutality for dummies. Angry Spouse whiskey. The aperitif of choice for the discerning lash. Not much left. I suppose I could carry it around and inhale the fumes all day. Sue, bleeding perb. Some half-wit comedians locked me in. Oh, I wish someone had shut that phone up. Huh. Alcohol. For those nights you just don't feel like cooking. That's Ratty's area of the room. Ratty's my flatmate. Ratty doesn't like it when I touch his stuff.
Alright, so...
Angry Spouse Whiskey. The aperitif.
That doesn't seem to work.
Doesn't work. It's one of them cardboard TVs from Curry's.
Okay.
Ah, crap. Still locked. If I had a bit of wire or something. My trousers are out there somewhere, cold and alone. There's a paperclip down there. Could do as a makeshift lockpick if it wasn't covered in human waste.
God!
Let's try.
It's terrible.
Pick up paperclip.
I ain't sticking any part of my body down that turd catcher. Need something to scoop it out of. Damn phone doing my head in. Could work as a net, but I'm not sticking me hand down there. Nah, can't be arsed. Okay, it's really the latest Maeve Binchy, but don't tell anyone. Chicklick puts me out like that.
Copy those.
So that's where the last guy went.
I took a poster down and there's a hole in the wall.
Hector saves orphanage. Orphans not so lucky. This mattress has more bounce than the one in my caravan. I like to... Oh, the memories. Angry Spouse Whiskey.
Alright, I'm forgetting grief. How to play.
Good grief, the guy's really a drunk agent.
Yeah.
He doesn't drink and have hangovers. Big slob.
Yeah.
He's something must have been, actually, when he just speaks.
It's a great. Now you're just being stupid.
I tried to combine the whiskey bottle and the condom. I think we need a clue.
This is where I'll keep my...
Get hints. All right. I forgot what to do. Viewing hints may be hazardous to your health, but so is being stuck in a cell with a pile of rat droppings. Cancel, get hints. Get hints. Well, stuck on the first room, are we? Tut tut, you sad, pathetic, drunken, moth-eaten, yellowed underpants, and I'm not talking about the game here. Let's see if we can at least get you out of the starting block before you assume your usual submissive role of quitter. What's my exit strategy? How do I unlock the door? I found a bit of wire, but I can't reach it. Cut the crap and just give me the solution. Let's see. I found a bit of wire, but can't reach it. Let me guess. You tried the spoon, didn't work. You tried the shoelace, didn't work. You tried the condom, didn't work either. Probably even tried the bottle. Well, boo-hoo. Guess the game's over. Oh, wait. Did somebody forget about examine and combine functions? So I guess there's items in here I need to pick up from somewhere.
Just pick up everything in existence.
Been a little while, has it?
Yeah. Well.
This mattress is... Sometimes
like he won't pick up the mattress again.
I often bring a bit of skin. No way I can fit through there, but I do see something shiny.
Aha!
A spoon. Now all I need is some cake. Oh, that phone guaranteed some idiots on the other end.
Good
I
answer.
Can't combine those things.
Hmm.
Well, those things together, not bloody lightly.
Let's use spoon with paperclip
worth
in the toilet.
A try. Spoon's too short to reach, and now my spoon's covered in crap. What are you, an idiot? Reminds me of a film I once saw. What was it called again? Well, it's crap anyway.
Wow, there's a lot of verbal.
That's
verbal,
done it.
What do we want to use? What's the term for this? A lot of verbal. No, darn it, I don't know.
Dialogue.
I was thinking of a word starting with D that had something to do with being very diversity. That was the word. What a verbal.
So I managed to use the spoon to open the grate.
I can see something in there. Evil is afoot.
It's a shoe with a...
I could use this lace to hang myself.
It was a shoe with a foot in it, so... We took the shoelace and got rid of the shoe. I have combined the condom and the shoelace.
Catch is gonorrhea.
Let's use the... What do we even call this
the
object?
The only thing this net will catch is gonorrhea.
The condom net. With paperclip in toilet.
Let's go fishing!
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Let's never speak of this again.
All right, I got a paperclip now. Let's use the paperclip with the cell door.
Even the dumbest lockpicker knows to straighten the paperclip first.
Oh. Alright, I have straightened the paperclip.
If you squint, it looks a little like a key. Can't anyone use a phone in this ruddy station?
I take it we eventually...
That did it.
...to the ringing phone.
Yeah.
That way leads to reception. That way leads to reception.
Okay, yeah, get going.
Glad to be out of here. Now I know how Mandela felt.
He got in front of his cell because he's drunk.
Maybe happy hour's been brought forward. Speak.
Oh, thank goodness, boss. I've been trying to reach you for ages. We've got a situation down at Nun's Itch. Some psycho's gone hostile on us. He's already topped 11 of our best negotiators.
Oh, Christ, another bleeding nut job. It's not that Judith Fisher again, is it? I already told her domestic disputes do not always need to be settled with a sniper rifle.
No, it's not her. Just get the car and get over here now, before this gets out of hand. Oh my God, we've just lost another one.
Oh, I guess by mid-morning, Nat, we'll have to wait.
He's a lazy bastard, ain't he?
Right. Step one, car. No, wait. Step one, trousers.
Help! Someone! Pedo's escaped from the cells! Yeah! Pedo!
Shut it, runt. I'm a bleeding detective inspector.
I hate pigs. I liked you better when you was a pedo. Ah, F the policeman.
I don't have time for this.
Look at street youth. Let's see, look at... Hey,
that
coffee.
That sounds dangerous.
I'm not going to dump it in my pocket. That's serving 635. Must be a slow morning. They're mostly here to keep an eye on the employees.
The cameras.
We nicked that from the butchers up the street.
A ticket machine.
I always like to take a few of these. Keeps the stats up and the criminal morale down. Why bother? It's not like there's anyone here to take customers. It looks like Wadsworth's aim is improving. Now that's just the bulletin board. Get involved in our Alcohol for Knives program. Is this what passes for a criminal these days? Yeesh.
Are you what passes for a cop these days? Yeesh.
Let's see. Police, I need to commandeer your trousers. Hey, runt, what are you doing here? I have a question about your cheap discount bling. See you around, bling bling.
Police,
I'll need to commandeer your trousers.
are you a pedo or something, mate?
Perhaps I'll need to work on my opener. No, really, I need your trousers.
Ah, you need a thigh master, yo.
I'd slap you, but it's too much paperwork. The future of Clapper's Reek depends on your trousers.
Listen, bruv, I am the future of Clapper's Reek, yeah?
It's sad, because it's true. Look, what'll it take to get these trousers?
What's in it for me?
I'll let you keep your teeth.
Go cage, man, eh? Your fist will be well shredded.
Let's see. I'll give you £10. I'll wipe your record clean. You're a chav. Everything's in it for you. I don't know what that means. Maybe the third one.
I'll wipe your record clean.
What, and trash my street cred? English no way. Here. Two more Asbos and I'm top of my crew.
We give our Asbos like complimentary mints around here, mate. You want real respect?
Yeah, bruv. We've got something better.
How about loitering? How about music piracy? How about first-degree murder? How about indecent exposure?
First-degree murder. Everything.
How about indecent exposure?
Oh, yeah. Indecent exposure, right? Indie X, they call me. Nice tag. What do I have to do?
Nothing. I just need some evidence from you to stick in any old unsolved case file.
What kind of evidence?
Your testicles, your trousers, your blood. 4 pints should be enough for a conviction. Ah, never mind.
Blood.
Your blood. 4 pints should be enough for a conviction.
I'll just stick with the asshole, thanks.
Oh, gee.
I don't think he would have survived a 4 pint extraction.
Look,
what's in it?
What, he can't find his fence anyway.
What? Wait,
nothing.
I'm just skipping to, like, the bit I was just in.
Your trousers.
Okay, I was wondering.
Yeah, that makes sense. Conviction should be airtight. My mum's sold my name into them. Oi! You're disrespecting my friends!
Well,
not a bad fit, ignoring the smell of urine.
Get back here with my trousers, them's mine!
Let that be a life lesson to you, you little crud. You want a free ride? Join the police.
Oh, I find it really funny how they're applying a British dialect.
That's where they
kick
the keys.
Like a very American-specific police crook dynamic.
That one leads out to the street.
The corrupted police.
Oh, the smell of Clapper's Reek. Oh, wait. There's a dead cat in the gutter.
Hey, sugar. Got the time.
The telephone again.
Sorry, darling. There's a hostage crisis underway. No time for a quickie.
A quickie?
Hello?
I was actually asking about the time.
Oh.
Ha 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 ha! God.
Hi, I'm sorry. You've called into a live radio program, so I'm not sure this is applicable. These fucking people keep calling. I should have put. I wish I could route that telephone onto fucking this thing.
Why? What is it?
Ohio State Fuck University. They keep calling. Apparently, my sister at some point established some sort of communication with them, you know, doing some research, and now they keep calling the fucking house. So, fuck Ohio State University. Whoever is listening to this, I encourage you to do the same. They are fucking, they keep calling every day. And you say, you called every day. And I say, we say, you called us yesterday. And like, nobody. Actually, one time, it was funny because my sister was, we were sitting eating dinner, right? And they call my sister's cell phone. And she picks up. And it's like, yeah, you keep calling me. Stop calling me. And they're like, we didn't call you. It shows here someone called you on the 23rd. I'm like, that was yesterday. So like, we didn't call you yesterday. We called you on the 23rd. I'm like, that is fucking yesterday, you idiot.
So she's subscribed your house to the auto dialer from hell.
Apparently, these people are ridiculous. I should have answered the phone better. Hi, you're on the air. See what they do. Maybe next week if they're still goddamn calling here.
You're on the unnamed radio network.
Yeah.
No, the zombie radio network.
Dude, like, seriously, I need to get, I need to wire this telephone right into here just so that I can, like, imagine if he picked up the phone and he heard this fucking music and shit. How amazing that would have been. Anyway,
what about it?
Let's continue.
A zombie battle.
It's 10:30, I think.
Thanks, fat boy. Now, how about a quickie?
Oh my god. Let's see. Look at Fatima and Slobjev. I think they are, what is the word? Professional ladies of the street.
Oh.
God, you're...
One is rather obese.
You're saying they're sex workers?
Something like that.
Oh, lucky me. They left me with the clap heap.
It is like a dilapidated car.
I'm not sure exactly what country Slobjev is from, but does it really matter in her line of work?
I need to adjust some menu options here.
My god!
That's a little better.
Fatima's good value. Rolling around with her is almost like having a threesome. It's a brick.
God!
I don't think I'll need this brick. It's locked. They keep the keys in the lockbox in reception.
Let's walk to the corner.
Aren't you going to get the keys?
I don't know how yet. Oh, look, there's a nice old lady at the bus stop.
Probably on her way to the craft market or to visit a dying friend. Back off, sex pest! I mean it!
Jesus!
Oh god.
Crazy old bat.
Got a taser.
Calm down, lady. I'm a detective inspector.
Oh, sure you are, perv. Show me some ID then. Go on.
Oh crap, it's in the other trousers.
Sicko.
Where's his trousers anyway?
I don't know.
Thanks for nothing.
There's a good lad.
Here's another question. Did he ever get fully dressed?
Yeah.
Well, technically he is now.
Yeah.
Technically.
He's just a corrupt policeman with no...
The station is that way. Psycho!
Sicko!
go this way.
Maybe you should find your trousers.
We're already wearing pants. Where have you been?
Oh.
We got that criminal, that punk kid's pants.
It's Trappy Tim. How's life on the street, you smelly deadbeat loafer?
Hey, well, I wouldn't be surprised if... Fuck, come on, you... Get us a drink or something, you know?
Sorry, mate. I drank all my reserves at last night's party for one.
Okay, drink! I want a
drink!
Get us
a drink!
Your pain is my pain.
Let's see. Alright, if you can stop the scraping noises on Team Talk, that'd be good.
For once, it's not me.
Used to work in animation. Look where it got him.
Whoa. Oh, dear.
Nothing back there, but actually, I don't know what's back there. Nothing.
I guess I can't go back there.
There's a candelabra just like that in the station canteen. Nah, there's better stuff to nick in the evidence room. Ain't nothing that can't be fixed with a crowbar or a cherry paper.
He's a corrupt policeman.
Who'd throw away a perfectly good shopping trolley? I can't drive to the crisis in a shopping trolley, jackass.
Oh, that's perfect.
Oh, the gutter.
Berating the player. Lover.
Well, those things together, not bloody lightly.
Okay.
Nothing back there.
Well, let's see if we can use the crowbar.
Can't be asked.
Okay, well, we got a crowbar now, at least. And there's a shopping trolley.
Yeah, drink. Give me a drink, yeah. Give me a drink, you bastard. I think you're doing there.
Wow.
The blue beacon of justice. We switch it off at 6. You would not believe how many bulbs we go through in a day. That goes back to the station. That goes...
Well, go in. Let's see.
That's where they keep the keys. It's a key locker, and the keys are inside. What a paradox. Who needs keys when you've got a crowbar? Keys! Exactly what I need. Got the last set. Now serving 635. Must be a slow morning. It's said that plants in the workplace reduce tension. We've only had 3 riots this week.
All right, now I got keys. I guess that's good.
Clappers reek. It's locked. Well, let's shoot the crow. I should have known it wouldn't be that easy.
Open bonnet.
Let's see what sort of half-assed repair job it'll take to get this rust box mobile. I think the battery's dead. And it needs a fan belt. Needs a fan belt, battery charge, and a bit of tough love.
Okay. Oh, we're the drunken crap policeman that's going to steal crap.
Yeah. Look at crazy ding, old ding. Bat.
All aboard the number 31 to Crazy Town.
Good grief.
Do you know anything about fixing cars?
Ooh, I'll fix you, you grubby sex maniac!
Could I see that taser again?
The only bit of this taser you'll ever see is the dangerous end, sex pest!
You don't happen to have a set of jump cables, Andy, do you?
You're not jumping me, twitchy pricky!
I'm simply trying to fix my vehicle.
You molesters always say that. These parts aren't safe for an attractive lady like me.
Oh, forget it. You probably can't even work your TV remote. Would you like me to carry your shopping?
No, bugger off!
Would you like me to rub your feet?
No, on your bike!
Would you like me to help spread your husband's ashes?
No, beat it!
Would you like me to make you feel like a woman one last time?
Yes, I mean, no, no, no! Shove off, your nanny fiddler!
Oh, God!
Look, I swear to you, I'm an officer of the law.
It's the old Bill I'm worried about. Nothing but a bunch of lady botherers.
I can assure you that we do not engage in that kind of activity regularly.
Don't come any closer, you pervy punts!
I'm not gonna hurt you. I don't even really like looking at you.
Back off, sex pest! Lady can't close her curtains in this town without being stalked by dirty Larrys and peaky Petes like you!
Calm down, lady.
Oh, sure you are, perv.
Oh, crap, is it? Thanks for nothing.
There's a good lad.
Pension-grabbing loon.
Lady Leering Jerry File!
Okay.
I need to work on my pronunciation. There's tricks, ladies.
Slow today. I can't imagine why.
Oh, cripes, I can. That breath could knock a pigeon off a wheelie bin at 200 yards.
Listen, if you don't mind, piss off.
What's the going rate for an officer of the law these days?
Standard rate supply. Throw in an extra 5 when we won't tell the wife.
Wife's dead, you trollop.
Oh, lucky, yeah.
Well, how about a freebie?
Freebie? You're the size of 2 men, butterball. You're lucky I don't charge you double.
You ever seen a mirror, chubbage?
My God.
Hey. If it's skin you're buying, think of me as extra value family size.
Oh my God.
My God.
I thought I told you not to hang around in front of the station.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Inspector.
Like I said before, the underground car park's much more discreet.
It won't happen again.
Could you leave a little more to the imagination?
Most of the men I come across have a tough time getting blood up to their brains.
Who's your daddy?
My father was an accountant named Gilbert, very respected in his field. What's it to you?
I'm just making small talk. Do you know anything about repairing cars?
Do I look like a mechanic to you?
Oh, I can see where this is going to go. Let's see, our choices now are, I really need to get that car up and running. My battery needs charging. My car needs a fan belt. Got anything useful? Never mind, you're right. Most mechanics I know are a lot less greasy. Oh.
My battery needs charging.
Ooh, sexy talk. Well, me engine's always running, honey.
Oh.
I really need to get that car up and running.
You need a working car. I need a paying client. We've all got problems.
What you need is a large breath mint. My car needs a fan belt. Got anything useful?
Not unless you could use these Bronson Tropez legs for something.
Bronzed? More like oranged.
Trust me, the only thing fake about me is me tan.
Yeah, I should think so. If those are enhanced by surgery, I'd have held onto the receipt.
Oh my god.
Hang on, let me see that garter again. If that garter can hold in her legs, it can easily function as an industrial machine part.
I'm dreaming.
Let's see. 50 quid to see your garter? In the name of the law, hand over that garter. It's a matter of police urgency. What'll it take for you to take off that garter? That's it. I'm taking that garter by force.
Last option.
I don't think that'll work, but...
That's no. It.
I'm taking that garter by force.
Come any closer, I'll pepper spray your fat gob.
I use pepper spray aftershave, love.
Yeah, there you go. Pepper spray aftershave.
That worries me.
My car.
Not unless you could use these.
Hang on, let me see that garter.
Let's see.
What'll it take for you to take off that garter?
For the right price of the right fella, I'll take anything off.
So, if you can get a customer.
He'll be on the ground faster than you could say pretty woman.
I'll smell you later.
Let me know if there's anything else I can do for you, sugar. Anything at all.
Okay.
I'm looking at clues.
Yes, I think we need another hint.
Who did we just gain or lose in the channel? I'm actually, as Andrew probably knows, based on certain Steam notifications, I'm across the room right now.
Yes, I noticed.
Arfi was the last one to leave.
Arfi was on the left.
It's just the three of us here.
No. Yes.
Strange. I just heard the join/leave sound.
Let's see. I love the look you get on your face when you're frustrated. Fat pouty lips, crossed eyes, acne-flecked skin, pockmarked with anger, and a twisted in a hideous sneer of confusion. Oh, that's just your regular face. Sorry. The little turd won't give me his trousers. How do I unlock the car? Car's unlocked, but how do I get it running? I have no shame, answer please. Let's choose the third option.
Okay.
Where do I get a fan belt? I think we've established that, but let's say, have a chat with the ladies out front of the station. They don't know beans about cars, except maybe the rear shocks, but you might get a freebie.
Oh, my God.
That's what you meant when
that sounds terrible.
The borderline comment was about. I would have guessed, but still.
So, how do I get it from her? If you want her garter, she needs a client. But not in the way you think, you sick freak. You need to find a way to make her more, marketable. Keeping in mind that a gastric bypass is a little beyond your current capabilities.
Yes.
Okay. Sounds crazy.
It occurs to me that the language used in this is somewhat akin to what happens when the writers of Full Metal Jacket learn a few more words and learn how not to be quite so vulgar.
Let's see.
And I'm not saying that's a bad thing.
Alright, I got an idea. Let's head over to Trampy Tim. Maybe. Well, we can give him the remains of this whiskey bottle.
There you go, pal. Yeah, you get pissy off us, ain't you?
Yeah. Well, that was unsuccessful.
You haven't eaten in a while. I was saving this, but you can have it. I'm such a humanitarian, I deserve some kind of award.
I gave him the number ticket and then he ate it.
There you go, pal. Yay.
Okay, that didn't work like I'd hoped. So basically, we need to find something to fill this whiskey bottle with. But what?
I can't combine those things.
Oh, I tried to combine the whiskey bottle with the clap heap, but was unsuccessful.
That goes back to the station.
What about this coffee?
It's strangely oxymoronic.
Coffee in the whiskey bottle. All right.
It's
Give bottle of coffee to Trent.
Here you go, pal. Just what you need.
What was that liquid? What a strange sensation. I've always wondered what it would feel like to be sober.
I was sober once, for about 3 hours. Never again.
I'll turn my life around. Why? I might even get a job.
One step at a time, mate.
1,000 thank yous, Hector. You're a true saint. So long, old friend.
Ah, piss off. I liked him better before.
He left his mouthwash behind.
I don't know why they call this stuff mouthwash. I use it everywhere. You're still short on customers. Maybe this'll help.
You're gonna spit or swallow that? That girl.
What?
Wanna tag along?
I'm sure I can find something better to do.
Someone came off screen and gave her money. Now they left.
Well, guess it's just you and me now, Slobjiff.
Yes, Tim, should she sleep on Matsatka?
Not after what happened last time, love. That leads to the...
Let's go over here. Oh, my. Ah! Well.
Christ! How do I unsee something?
Well,
I'm surprised this didn't snap under the strain of her thighs. I would have. That way goes back to the station. Crotz! Crotz!
What?
That way.
The double clicking in this is not very good. Alright. So we have acquired.
I'm surprised this didn't.
The, garter bell.
Ben.
This might work. Worked. Now all I need to do is charge the battery. The blue beacon of justice.
So, how do we go about... I got an idea. uncuff...
What now, yeah? Hey, what are you doing?
We freed him.
Piss off, crud. Go home.
I told you, man. I want my Asbo.
Sorry, punk. Loophole in the justice system. I have no option.
What loophole?
The loophole where all our staff are ponced off and I'm not a babysitter. Now beat it.
I ain't going nowhere till I get charged with something.
Out.
No way, mate. I'm staying until you implicate me in a crime.
Oh. How about escaping the police station? Listen,
I've got nothing for you at the minute, but if I can use you, I'll let you know.
Well, I can live with that.
You're in my infantry now. If I call you, you better come running.
Yeah, whatever.
I have an idea. Let's use this stupid kid on the old lady.
Hey, McBling. How'd you like to upgrade your indecent exposure charge to a sexual misconduct?
Yeah, anything with SEX in it has got to be good for my rep. What do I have to do?
See that lady behind you?
She's been sadly misinformed.
Sex pest! Sex pest!
Well, well, well. It looks like this criminal finally got charged.
He put on sunglasses while he said that. Because he got electrocuted, you see.
Come over me.
So,
job.
You wish.
So apparently he is semi-permanently electrified. I'm going to use him on the car. Use charged sex pest with battery.
Twitchy. Want to learn how to boost a car?
That doesn't sound right.
That should have her running. Definitely a her. Only a female can make my life this miserable. Soldier crime doesn't pay, kid. Except maybe armed robbery, if you're quick.
So this that guy is under the hood of the car now.
Her in like an asthmatic donkey. See ya, tossers.
It's missing a wheel. One of the rims is just sparking on the ground.
Good grief.
What's keeping Hector? That terrorist fellow is growing exceedingly restless. I've never met a chap so hell-bent on causing such a fracas. Cracking shot, though. We really could use someone like him on the force.
Screech!
Oh, thank goodness you're here, boss. Let me bring you up to speed.
He took the megaphone. Walking off. Let's see. Good day, sir. My name is Detective Inspector Hector, and I'll be your negotiator. Game's over, blood clot. Crawl back into your hole so I can go back to bed. Sit tight. I'm just gonna see how my tea's coming along. So, I think the only logical choice...
Well, you're Hector, you're that,
you're a police negotiator.
Game's over, but... blood clot. Crawl back into your arm so I can go back to bed. Give me one reason not to add you to the pile.
Oh.
Let's see. Because I'm the only one around here with half a brain, because I'm the only one on your side, because I've still never been to Wolverhampton, because...
Number two. put it on.
Because I'm the only one on your side. You don't even know what I'm fighting for. I actually just meant your side of the barricade. I still think you're an arse flat like everyone else. I've got better things to do than talk to you.
What could possibly be more important than the future of your beloved town?
Breakfast.
Just think of me as a bacon butty with a gun.
Look, we can do this the easy way, the hard way, or the very easy way.
I've got a better idea, fool. Let's do this my way.
Damn it, that's the hard way. Good day, sir. My name is Detective Inspector Hector, and I will be your negotiator.
Finally, polite, respectful, good sentence structure. The voice of a man who can get things done.
Okay. Let's see. How's this for getting things done? Lads, open fire on three! Why don't you step out where I can see you? Give yourself up. We can still end this without a loss of life. That was sarcasm, you scrote.
Nice.
I don't know. You're Hector. Hector's a big corrupt police guy who gets drunk. I don't think he's got half a mind.
What?
He's pretty cool, but you know. You're Hector, you know.
That doesn't answer any of the questions.
The third one, of course.
Give yourself up. We can still end this without loss of life.
Without loss of life? I've already killed a half dozen of your men.
Yeah, but they were some tossers. My main concern is for the safety of the hostages.
Is it now? How ludicrously noble.
Let's see.
Let me speak to one of them, make sure they're okay.
I haven't harmed a single one. You have my word.
I don't want your word, I want your arse in a cell. Look here, pustule. You've got to talk to somebody.
Why should it be you?
Have you taken a look around? Everyone else have legs shorter than their arms.
I suppose you're right, and you seem to be the one who wears the trousers around here.
Who are you? Why are you doing this? What do you want? Hold that thought. I need a crap.
Well, we're getting so final.
Ah, oh, the first intelligent question you've asked all day.
I assure you it was entirely out of self-interest.
I have a list of demands, of course.
Should I get a pen?
My first demand is as follows.
I still need a pen.
The spine and heartbeat of a decent, hard-working town is its clock tower. Punctuality drives efficiency. Efficiency drives ambition. And ambition drives pride. Get the town clock ticking again, shining above its citizens as a steadfast reminder of industry and social order.
I don't know anything about clocks.
My second demand, pornography.
Oh, hold on, I think I've got some in my car.
Pornography is erupting the moral fiber of society. Its omnipresence pervades our televisions, our computers, our mobile phones. We're saturated by it. An example must be made. I want the hub of the Clappers Ring porn industry shut down.
You don't mean...
Yes, the Exotico.
You monster! Damn you to hell!
My third demand. Besides myself, I can think of only one man trying to do good for this community.
Oh, stop, please. You're embarrassing me.
There's a dedicated and optimistic fellow running an independent information booth in front of Cottage Park. He has repeatedly taken a brilliant beautification plan to town council for funding and has been repeatedly denied. Speak to the man, find out what he needs, then get it for him.
Ah, oh, there's me pen. What were you saying?
Those are my demands. Come back when you've completed them. I have nothing more to say.
Well, I've got something to say to you, pup pube. Hello? Hello?
He doesn't think much of him, does he?
Oh, that went better than I thought it would. Still breathing anyway. So where am I supposed to be going again? Oh, a map. That should help.
Let's see. So, hostage crisis, park, clock tower, porn shop.
Let's go to the clock.
Who cares about Clapper's reek? I do, and you do too.
Oh my.
Your donation could make all the difference.
Who's he talking to?
Sir, yes, you there, sir. Welcome. Haven't seen you around these parts before.
My visits usually occur at night, with a forensics team.
Ah, so you're a local then?
As much as I like to admit it.
Spare some change to save Clapper's reek?
No thanks, Chuck. I've already spent the whole day trying to save Clapper's reek.
Me too, fellow citizen. Have a great day.
A whole table of exciting and informative historical tours and events. What are these?
Ah, glad you asked. That's an information pamphlet. Everything you never knew about Clapper's reek.
There's nothing I don't know about Clapper's reek. In fact, there's plenty I wish I didn't know.
Oh, well, this is just the good stuff.
No wonder it's so small.
Clapper's reek is rife with history. Read about the statue in Cottage Park. Follow the architectural brothel tour. The story of the great fire of last Tuesday. The ceremonial ringing of the mayoral beer mat. The annual pheasant kick. Willy's waggle. Pickpocket's row. Seamus's grotto.
Enough. If I take one, will you shut up?
Sure.
No.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
Well, that was easy.
Let's enter the park.
Have an absolutely super day.
Bite me.
There we go.
No way, ho. That baby ain't mine.
What the hell?
Hey, where's you going, fat boy?
Go catch a bus, short ass. I'm here on business.
Yeah, fugly? What kind of business? Because I'm thinking we could make it our business.
If we're going to do business, one of you's going to have to translate.
Now, I'd stab you, but I don't want to get your blood all over my new trainers, yeah? Ba-da-da, ba-da-da.
What?
Thanks, boys. You've got a bright future ahead. Rubbish everywhere, but in the bleeding bin. Rubbish everywhere.
Yeah.
Fizzy drizzle turkey twizzles muzzle fuzzles.
What you just say, mate?
I was hoping you could tell me.
Man, what you want? I want some LOL.
Shove off, you soap-dodging little maggots.
What you gonna do, Chucks? R-O-D-F-L.
Let's see. I'll come down on you with the full force of my size nines. I'll write you a ticket. I'll shift you via the tried and tested means of MFTYG. I'll use your screams of pain as my ringtone.
I like that last one.
Oh. I want to find out what the third one means.
Yeah. I'll shift you via the tried and tested means of MFTYG.
What?
My foot to your genitals.
There, there we go. There we go.
What you gonna do?
I'll use your screams of pain as my ringtone.
What's your current ringtone? The theme to I'm a Tosser, LOL?
Oh.
Haven't you toddlers got something better to do?
Now is not a good time unless we get smacked out of our heads, innit? Lack of imagination, blame the media and that.
I can help with the head smacking bit if you like.
No thanks, Pops. We's looking to smack our heads from the inside, yeah?
I don't have a problem with that either.
My God. What a dude.
Why can't you just go to be sullen somewhere else?
Because we likes it here.
Why?
Because you don't like that we likes it here. That's why.
What sort of good time are you looking for?
We're looking to party.
Fancy dress, is it?
Come on, Pops. You knows what we means.
I can't take any more of your text-based youth slang.
R-O-T-F-L.
P-T-F-O-A-G-F-A-P-P-F.
Oh, that was a bit harsh.
What?
Peace out, my homos.
Ha! Think you mean homies, LOL.
Do I really?
Okay, let's go somewhere else.
It's a crazy cop. Hector's a crazy dragon cop.
Let's go to the clock tower.
Oh, now the pounding's outside of me head.
Just when I thought I was over there.
This is worse than having to touch that paperclip.
I picked up a dirty needle.
Remind me not to put my hand in
my pocket. Oh, that's terrible.
Locked. Should have guessed. May I borrow your drumstick a moment?
Fancy a go?
No, I'm gonna shove it into my ear for some sweet relief. Ever thought of taking up the triangle?
I took lessons for a while. Too demanding.
What?
Your drum's out of tune.
I thought it sounded a bit off. Oh well, it'll work itself out.
I thought I knew what talent this was until now. I'll pay you to never drum again.
You want me to play you the drum again? Cool up, Boola.
Oh, good. What have I done? Got a joke for you. What do you call a guy who hangs out with musicians?
A drummer. Ha ha. Heard that one.
No. Retarded.
Oh.
Hey, you should audition for Y Factor.
Y Factor?
Did I say Y Factor? I meant why bother? Ha
You're not a very nice man.
You make much money doing this?
I'm saving up for knee symbols. Why don't you toss me a penny?
Why don't I toss you in the river instead?
There you go.
Move along, scum.
Enjoy your day, chum.
My ears are numb.
Rum-pa-pum-pum.
I thought that was near something like that.
As much as I'd love to jab this into his neck, I think I'll hold on to this. What do we need a clock tower for anyway? Everybody's got a mobile nowadays.
Let's go to the porn shop.
Yeah.
Well, well, if it isn't Blind Alley, and in front of the pawn shop, no less.
By the overwhelming whiff of body odour, ethanol and prawn curry, I must be in the presence of Inspector Hector. Back again, are you?
What's in the bum bag today, you depraved, lecherous perv?
Oh, you know, the usual.
Yeah, I figured as much.
Yep, you know it.
I once knew this girl who... Well, that's a story for another time. Exotico. Filthy Rich owns this place. Classy joint. Promises, promises. Why would I pay for porn when I have the internet at work?
Good grief.
Filthy rich. The hub of the Clapper's Reek porn industry. Well, he's not really the centre, but we call him the hub because he's large enough for things to rotate around him. Hey, Rich, still peddling silicon-enhanced pipe dreams to the pathetic local palm jockeys.
Hey, good thing you stopped to buy. You're two payments behind on your Razzle subscription.
Thanks for the reminder. Who could pass this up? Pays to be prepared.
There's a tub of free lubricant. And we've got some now. Yes.
Oh, God. That's...
Nice rack. Hey, guys. What you watching?
We'll just leave that last one for the imagination.
Hey, yeah. VCR. I haven't seen one of those since Meeks had air. Hey, a VCR.
Have you lost weight?
No. If anything, I've been feeling out.
How's business in this troubled financial climate?
You'll be surprised. We're selling like a Viagra flavor to hot cakes. In a recession, the first extraneous item to be cut from the budget is the girlfriend.
Planning any vacation soon?
Why would I? When you love what you do for a living, why take a holiday?
But everybody needs a break now and then.
Truth is, I hate flying. They make me buy the old row.
Any chance of going on hiatus due to lack of funding?
Not a snowball's a chance in Gil Giglitz Bel Fondimenti.
I've got some bad news for you, filthy rich. I've got to shut you down.
What? But Hector, after all of the years that you've been coming here.
Sorry, Rich. Coming in here twice a week since I was in grammar school, I was just gaining your trust.
Hector, you joke. Of course you joke. I do nothing wrong.
I see the usual array of slack-jawed cub jockeys glued to the old toss box there.
My troopers, they. First one's in, last one's out. Where would I be without my loyal punters?
Beef Mart. What's on the TV today?
Murder Most Moist 11. A classic. The boys seem to be enjoying it, eh?
Can't tear him away, can you?
Ugh, you should have seen him chuck a wobbly when the VCR cut out during shaving Ryan's privates.
Police, this is a raid. This smut merchant is now closed.
On the water charge.
Human trafficking, entrapment, illegal backroom organ transplants, obesity.
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 That's a crime now. Hey, then we could be cellmates, eh?
Ball bags didn't think that one through. Stand aside while I go through your office.
What for?
So I can find something to shut you down with.
No chance, Hector. You'll find more shady dealings down at a local parish than here.
I'll be all over this place like white on a lactating polar bear.
You know, a man from the council came to shut me down once. Ended up giving me a certificate of excellence.
You're joking.
Left with a year's subscription to 40 Fat and Filthy and a Lady's Choice multipack for the wife.
You're going down, Rich.
You've got nothing on me. The only way you'll shut this place down is if you shake it to the ground.
Is that a challenge?
The key to strong business is in your foundations. Porn is here to stay, baby.
Just loitering, thanks. Hey, a VCR.
I can't seem to mess Break with it. The VCR.
Nice rack. Murder Most Moist 11. A fair follow-up, but not as good as the original. Ménage à moi. Realistic skin, realistic hair, realistic cold dead expressionless eyes. Says 12 different alluring and provocative phrases.
Oh my god.
It's some kind of security panel for the staff door. Always wanted an excuse to go back there.
Well, you can't do anything in either of those locations.
Blind alley, long time no see.
Yes, I have indeed been visually impaired for quite some time now.
What brings you to the Exotico today?
Exotico? I thought this was St. Martyrs of the Ephemeral Rosary.
Now cut the crap, Ali, you practically live here.
Just joshing. Joke never gets old.
Your disability must be something of an hindrance, given your weakness for filth.
You would be surprised at just how much the porn industry caters to the visually impaired.
Really?
Oh, God.
Yes. Audiobooks, Sex Box Live, Itch and Sniff, Play Braille, Liquorvision 4D.
Hey, so long as the guide dogs stay out of it.
The latest multi-sensory edition of Lady Slappily's Blubber was an oral sensation.
Wow. That was God. Different.
That's crazy. It's crazy people in this town.
I knew you would like
crazy.
That.
That's everyone's crazy. Everyone's crazy. You know, everyone in this game is half mangled, half bad, half criminal, half something.
What's new in the world of naked flesh?
New shipment in today. Feelies, flop to poppers, you name it, plus a wax replica Jill Jiggles cross.
I'll have to see those for myself.
See? You lucky dog. I'd give my third nipple for just a sniff.
Why aren't you in the shop?
Oh, filthy wretch kicked me out mid-muscle tussle.
Thought you were alone in the shop again, did you?
Hey, God.
You've been a regular at Exotico for some time now, haven't you?
You bet. The loyalty card was my idea.
You know how to get past the security door behind the counter?
A matter of fact, I know the code.
You what? Give it to me.
Well, Blind Alley got something you need, so what can you do for Blind Alley?
I can throw you in it.
Oh, that's direct.
I can tear your eyes out and roll them like dice until I divine the code. I can rip out your vocal cords and strum them until they vibrate the code. I can slowly remove your extremities until you spell the code with your tongue.
I would take those. I
suppose you got something in mind already.
I was gonna say I would take the last option if it involved a spoon. Oh, I suppose you got something in mind already.
Blind Alley needs a favour. I'm bursting for a little companionship.
Okay, but I'll draw the line at mouth kissing.
Not you. Doctor, even I have limits.
Thank God.
Look, just get me something from inside. Something tangible.
Tangible? What, like one of those orange smelly soaps?
Oh, come on, Hector. Get me something a man like me can really appreciate, if you know what I mean.
Oh, the things I do in the name of justice.
Justice.
Yeah, exactly.
I used to say, come inside on the doormat, but the cleaning bills were horrendous. He used to say... I'd hate to get between him and a bag of quavers. Your finest sex doll, please. Money is no object.
Huh? You be after the ménage à moi. She don't come cheap.
Put it on me tab.
She don't come free either.
How much for the ménage à moi?
More than your police salary and your entire collection of bits and pieces monthly.
That much, huh?
She's out of your league, friend.
What about a pre-loved ménage à moi?
None in stock at the moment. Second-hand love dolls move surprisingly fast.
Something like a lady with a bit of experience.
No argumente with the full satisfaction of your money back guarantee, eh?
Just loitering, thanks. That leads back
to loitering.
I think with that, we will sign off. So tune in next time, and maybe we'll play more Hector Badge of Carnage.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Nice, man.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Click.